pick up some art. I can't hear myself on here. Is that unusual? Is it Aubrey? Aubrey, I can't hear myself, Aubrey. Am I talking? I don't hear a thing, Aubrey. Come on, Aubrey. Help me out here. Well, anyway, Cleveland is the new Miami. What do you know?
Live from Charleston, West Virginia to Pocatello, Idaho, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's music from Shannon McNally and John Groh, plus all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who just noticed nobody's kung fu fighting, it's Michael Feldman.
Yeah, whatever happened to that? Sorry, I didn't mean to. I found the right knob, and then it's okay, because that's fine now. So the biggest question, though, really is, does La Mom come with LeBron? Remember his mother?
Yes.
Games are going to be longer. They got to push her off the court every so often. So anyhow, Cleveland's great for Cleveland. Now they get both conventions, and the King and King James is coming back to the Bible, and that's a hat trick for Cleveland. That's pretty amazing. Now it will always be sunny in Cleveland for real. And speaking on behalf of Milwaukee, the sister city of Cleveland, which you know, Milwaukee's almost identical to Cleveland. It's just a different mistake on a different lake. But we say, as Milwaukeeans, you go, girl. Even if it doesn't mean that Milwaukee is now the only punchline available to most comics, trying looking for end with a city name, you know. Can't be Cleveland anymore. The LeBron age, they'll be calling it. And for Cleveland, it's a good thing. Cleveland more than Garfield's tomb. So they can get rid of that one. In the LeBron news, Jason Kidd takes the red eye to Brazil to interview for the coaching position. Didn't stay long in Milwaukee, but had a wonderful record while he was here. The good news for Brazil is, of course, they'll always have a dozen unusable stadiums, which will make excellent ruins. And that means tourism. And the samba. They'll always have that. And that dirty one with the leg dance. Kind of dance on your leg dirty. That dance. That's Brazilian, too, I think. The Lambada. Wow. Or is that a... What? Is that a fraternity? Pi Lambada. I don't know what it is. It's a dancer fraternity. Something. Anyhow, there's some fear once the Germans win the World Cup, that'll set them off. Doesn't take much for the Germans, you know. It'll be the World Cup here, and before you know it, they're high lie champions. Okay, never mind. 30% of millennials support Hillary despite her being of another millennium. I guess it reminds them of their dad, you know. There is some hope that Indiana won't recognize hetero marriages as well. So there's the silver lining.
Yeah, that's the silver
lining. You know, six time zones and they can't handle a couple of flavors of marriage. Come on. The NSA mined personal information of Americans, including baby pictures, and let me tell you, little Eddie Snowden was one pretty baby. Those cute little frames. Darling. Speaking of whom, Snowden has asked the Russians for a visa extension, fresh towels, and sheets. Please, no more Dostoevsky, Tolstoy, or Kropotkin. Especially Kropotkin. Okay, anyhow, and then having to prove your phone is not dead makes it all but impossible for zombies to fly to the U.S. Okay. A couple people thought about laughing. Thought better of it. In a compromise, Hobby Lobby will offer employees plans for knittable contraceptives. Plus, there's tons you can do with a hot glue gun and a little imagination. Thank you. I don't know if that was intentional. In a new story, middle-aged Harry Potter and the disturbing prostate number. So that, I don't know if it get the same following that the earlier ones did or not, but whole new market, though, for Harry Potter. Oh, which brings to mind the new Pink Floyd album, The Dark Side of the Prostate. Because Floyd's not so pink anymore. Huh? What? The Cubs will have one all-star, and he's been traded. That's the latest Cubs news. He was making the other guys look too bad. They had to get rid of him, you know. I think maybe if he plays in a retro uniform, they might allow that. Jeff
Samardzija.
And Harry not around to try it backwards. That's the thing that really was sad, really. Yeah. Harry could never try it. Jeff Samardzija backwards. Frontwards, it would be hard for him, too. Harry Carey. The Dow tops 3.5 in bitcoins. Good job report blamed on Obama. President Obama is less popular than Nixon, who at least could play the piano. In Congress, the House is still working on its first piece of legislation, sues President Obama for dereliction of duty. Irony is lost totally on the House, obviously. Pistorius has disability anxiety, but he's taking murderous rage for it. Yeah. Waitresses at a rifle Colorado diner are carrying loaded guns, and their tips are up 100%. A lot of folks give in their watches and rings as well. It's amazing. Family heirlooms. They're very generous there at Rifle. If nothing else, the Sterling's makeup sex is going to get ugly. It starts ugly, it's going to end up way worse. Okay, imagine what President Obama and Rick Perry couldn't accomplish together. I was just thinking that, so I wrote it down. I'll cross it out. Alcohol does not benefit the heart, but it does wonders for the Kishkas. Those of you with Kishkas would appreciate that. Most of you don't, I guess. The Seattle Seahawks appear listless and lackadaisical after weed is approved in Washington State. So that could help. Wisconsin's Ron Johnson is now suing John Boehner for preempting his suit against President Obama with the countersuit to be like the Sterling's marriage. So this is all over. All right, TV fans, a spoiler alert, Leftovers ends with the arrival of a huge Tupperware craft. Leftovers, Tupperware. Okay. Have you seen it?
No.
Okay. Don't bother. In the new movie Lucy, Scarlett Johansson uses 100% of her brain and 110% of her body. Okay. What about the potato salad Kickstarter, huh? How about that? Potato salad Kickstarter, now it hit $40,000 for the potato salad on Kickstarter. They're hoping for another 10 for the bacon so they can do the German thing. You know those Germans, once they win the World Cup, they're making potato salad everywhere. And finally, and I mean that, Brett Favre, the number 4 jersey, will be buried in Lambeau Field, but only with Brett in it. That's all the news that is. And thank you so much. Okay. Art fair on the square, but don't be bringing your art in here. It's on the square.